Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. So Trump apparently is going to name Ben Carson. Do we call him doctor still? Dr. Ben Carson is going to be the HUD secretary. Now, also, Dr. Ben Carson said he was, quote unquote, not ready, really sure if he's ready for that position. So I'm curious as to why he thought he was ready to be president of the United States. Like, is that a step down? It's like, I want to be the manager of your team. Well, how about you be third base coach? I don't think I'm ready for the third base side. I'm not quite sure exactly what's that all about. That's insane. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. But, you know, look, I talked to a couple people over the weekend, and we were discussing politics. Because Jack and I were having our awesome, fun day of frivolity and craziness. And we saw, like, movies and Nerf wars and, you know, doing stuff. And he was asking me about, you know, politics and Daddy, what's going to happen here? Because he's still worried about his friend because he thinks Trump's going to build this wall and, you know, throw a big net out there and catch everybody who's brown and take him back over the wall and leave him there. And I had to explain to him that's not true. It's not what's going to happen. But I understand the fear. I do. I get the fear, especially if you're a six-year-old little boy. People were asking me questions. Oh, well, you know, you're talking to your son. He's six and stuff. And I just said, yeah, you know, I said, it's kind of what I do for a living. I talk on the radio, you know, about politics and stuff. And they were like, oh, you know, and I said, can I ask you a question? And I said, do you know who so-and-so is? Steve Bannon. No, never. One person said, Steve Bannon sounds like the $6 million man. Right? Does he kind of sound a little bit like the $6 million man? A little bit. Kellyanne Conway, most people have no idea. Again, it's that small slice of pizza at the end when you're not, you know you shouldn't eat anymore, but you want one more bite and you take that small piece and then take a bite of that and it's got a piece of pepperoni on it. That's what people think about politics. What's going to happen with politics, Chad? Where's politics going, Chad? How's politics? First of all, I have no idea what's going to happen. I know Donald Trump's going to do his stuff. Look, and everybody's pissed at him. They're trying to figure out, you know, he talked to the democratically elected president of, you know, of Taiwan, and that's pissed people off, and everybody asking him questions, and should we take, you know, Twitter away from him? Should we do this? It's like, you know, I don't know. This is all uncharted territory for all. This is. It's extremely bizarre, this whole situation still. Producer Phil and I talked about it last week. Still not used to saying President Trump.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue well.
It doesn't. It does not roll off the tongue well. It's just, it's going to take some getting used to. It is. Because like 3 years ago, he's on The Apprentice. You know, he's looking at people going, you're fired. Toby Keith, you're fired. Or whoever, you know, was on that, The Celebrity Apprentice. Now, he's the president of the United States. So there's going to be some getting used to. But it is still, it is amazing as I talk to people, the fear that some of them still have. Because it's unknown. Remember, that's the huge thing here. The unknown. Doesn't matter what it is in life, right? Doesn't matter. It could be, you know, it could be flying. You're afraid of the unknown. What's going to happen? What happens up there? What if something falls off? What if the wing doesn't work? What if the engine falls down? What if we lose pressure? It's the fear of the unknown, right? And you know it's rationally. It's like, that's not going to happen. Right? That's just not going to happen. What if we run out of gas? It's not going to happen. But it's that fear, right? It's the fear of death. I don't know what's going to happen when you die. It's that fear of stuff. And with Trump, it's a fear. Oh, my God, I don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen with Trump? Oh, my God. People are still afraid of the unknown. Love, right? Perfect example. Well, I like her. She likes him. And oh, my God, what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. But you got to go for it, right? You're going to live on him. You might as well do it. It's crazy. It is. Speaking of crazy, I don't know what her angle is. And if you don't know who Dr. Jill Stein is, you're not the only one. But she's the one fighting for a recount. And by all accounts and purposes, I'm thinking she's doing it for two reasons. One is you get addicted to the limelight. For those of you who don't think you can't get addicted to the limelight, you're fooling yourself. You get addicted to the limelight. The second thing is I think there's a bit of a money edge here. You know? Like, there's just a wee bit of money, you know, because she has to raise money to go for these ridiculous recounts in states that she's not going to change anything that's going to give Hillary the opportunity. You could count it over and over again, and it's still not going to change anything. It's not. But yesterday she was on with Chris Wallace, and he was, I would say he was less than friendly at times with her, because I think he had some real questions and tried to figure out what her motivation was. We pulled some of these fancy things. We call these audio segments. Take a listen.
Dr. Stein, let's talk about what a lot of people think is the real point here, and that is, let's take a look at how much money you raised in your presidential runs. In 2012, you raised $893,000 in your presidential campaign. In 2016, $3.5 million. But for this recount, you've raised more than $6.5 million from almost 140,000 donors. Isn't that what this is really about, Dr. Stein, using this recount to raise lots of money and build your list of supporters?
Let's be very clear. This money is going strictly into a segregated account, which can only be spent on the recount.
Again, we'll wait and see how that really goes. But why? Like, why? I mean, that's my thing. Is this whole thing, I just found it interesting. It's like, what are you doing that is going to change anything? This is the, I can't believe it really happened, so I'm going to throw everything up against the wall to see. Like, we're down by 10, right? With 8 seconds to go, we're going to throw a Hail Mary, because I swear, by the time we throw the ball and you catch it, we'll figure out a way to give you an 11-point lead. It's just not going to happen. It's not. It's just not. But he's right. Like, you raised virtually no money in your first run. Secondly, you raised virtually no money. And now, in a short period of time, you've got $6-plus million. Why? Like, what? Like, what's the point of doing any of this? Like, what is it? Like, here's the one thing I say about Bernie, is Bernie went away. Right? Like, Bernie went away. He's like, all right, I'm out. Bye. I'm going to go be cantankerous. Continue, Dr. Jill.
It's time to respect the views of the American voter and ensure that we have a voting system.
Well, some would say that the views of the American voter were that Donald Trump was elected president. You've now decided to...
Well, remember what the voters said by the Electoral College, not by the National Popular Vote.
If I may ask my question, Dr. Stein, you've now decided to go to the federal court to try to get a recount.
But, and again, this is the thing you're going to hear, but not by the popular vote. It's not the way we work here. That's not the way we work. We work this way. There is an electoral college. This is what it is. He won. That's it. Doesn't change anything. And remember what we talked about last hour, where he really won in one state big enough that gave it to him. Take California out of it, and guess what? She didn't win the popular vote. It's amazing. But this is what we're getting now. Like, people are still, the hashtag not my president is still out there. People are still fighting it. Left, right, and center. They're not going to let it go. They're not. They're going to do all they can to continue to push this. You're hearing stories of you know, threatening emails and phone calls to the people who are going to make the vote and trying to persuade them in some way, shape, or form, in good conscience. You can't let this happen. But it's going to happen. I mean, this is going to happen. Dude, this is happening. Get used to it. Like, you may not like it, it may suck, but we're doing this. That's it. This is happening. You can pretend all you want that you're going to change something. And this is just about Dr. Jill Stein. This is for everybody out there who has lost their mind over this, who have allowed this to creep into the psyche of themselves and make this such a massive deal. This is happening. Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. He is president-elect. This is going to happen. He is going to take power on the 20th of January. He is going to go from there to the White House, and he's going to start his job as president of the United States. This is happening. No crying, no lawsuits, no whining, no bitching, no wishing, no moaning is going to change that. No hoping it's a bad dream. No kicking your heels together. None of that stuff is going to happen that's going to make this thing go away. So stop it. And stop giving people false hope that you're going to somehow magically find extra votes somewhere that's going to hand Pennsylvania over to her. It's going to hand Ohio over to her. Stop it. It's ridiculous. Man, the denial of people out there. I'm amazed at the denial of some people. I don't know why I should be. I mean, I do this for a living. I talk to people all the time. I don't know why I should be amazed at most of the stuff I see anymore. But the denial is huge. So just get used to it. And if you don't like the outcome that we've had now, you've got 4 years to figure out who you're going to run again. And hopefully the outcome for you will be satisfying enough. But get used to it. This is what it is. It ain't changing, kids. It ain't. 323-538-2423. That's the text line. 323-538-2423. ChadBensonShow.com. You can also check us out all over the Twitter sphere at Chad Benson Show. And, of course, Facebook, Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy. What's next? We do it every single hour at this time. What's next for bullying? Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
Every day at this hour, at this time, or around about here, we do this. It's called What's Next. We look forward to certain things, and we think, what's next for it? Bullying is something that you hear a lot of in this country. What's next for bullying as we move forward in an era and in now a younger generation that has to deal with a President Trump who is seen by many to be a giant bully? What's next for bullying in this country? It's going to be different than I think it has been in the last few years. Let's be real. There's bullying is bad. It's horrific. We've read stories about kids who've killed themselves because they've been bullied about being overweight or being gay or being whatever. Right? But we also hear stories of people who feel that they're being bullied when it's just a natural part of life. People are like, why can't we eliminate bullying? Well, we can. Is there any way we can get rid of a human emotion, human thought, human processing inside of their brain that makes them different than everybody else? Can we make just robots? Because if you can do that, then you can get rid of bullying. But until you can do that, until you can get rid of human emotion, human drive, human spirit, human, you know, anger, human thought process, you're never going to get rid of it. What's next for bullying, I think, is pretty simplistic. I think over the next few years, you're going to see more and more incidents reported. I think some of it's going to be blamed on Trump and the way he is. But I also think what you're going to start to see is people push back a little bit and start to say, you know what, kids? You're going to have to realize that in life, you are going to run into people that you don't like. You're going to run into people who don't treat you right. But you're also going to run into people who are just hard people. They're not bullying you. That's just who they are. But your perception of how you're being picked on is all wrong. I'm seeing and reading stories every day of millennials who are struggling. My friend's daughter is she's going to one of the bigger colleges in the country. UCLA. UCCCCLLLLA. UCLA. And she talks stories of kids who just are cracking, who feel offended, who are upset, who are angry. It is this, you know, snowflake generation where they equate every kind of situation, whether it be a discussion or a different thought process than they have, as being mean-spirited, angry, and bullying them. And what they don't really realize is they're starting to bully back in ways by trying to shut you up or take away your free speech and these kind of things and shame you into being whatever that you don't want to be, right? They use social media and they use colleges and they use the bully pulpit themselves to try to shame you into changing your viewpoints or to shut you up. I think what you're going to find over the next couple years when it comes to bullying is the fact that I think we're going to have more open debate, more rigorous debate, more people challenging ideas and thought processes, and more people who are getting upset and angry but starting to grow some thicker skin. Because when I was a kid, I was told to grow thicker skin. When I was a kid, I was told that sometimes in life, you're going to have bosses, you're going to have teachers, you're going to have coworkers that you don't agree with, that are going to be mean to you, that are going to be nasty at times, and that you have to deal with it. This generation, this younger generation especially, doesn't understand that. Yes, there are bad people out there who 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, them and their friends conspire to be horrible to certain groups of people. And those people we need to stand up for, we need to stand with, and we need to push back on. But when it comes to bullying in itself, I think we also have to have a real definition of what that is anymore. Because it can't just be, I don't like what you had to say, you've microaggressed me, you've made me feel sad about myself, or you've sexualized me because you told me my shoes looked good, so that means you want to have sex. But that's not bullying. That was just being kind. So I think we're going to start to see a redefinition. But in the end, bullying is only as good or bad as far as handling it as the people that are the parents of the bullies themselves. Everything in life, and we've talked about it earlier, everything in life goes back to the parents. You got good parents, you have a shot in life. You got a parent that cares and loves you and pushes you, you got a shot. And if you have a parent that recognizes what you're going through or recognizes what you're doing to somebody and acts accordingly, then I think you'll see bullying take a different turn. But unfortunately, people, bullying is always going to be there. Always. It's not going anywhere. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. I want to talk about this pizza thing, because I just think this is insanity again. And the fact that the fake news is out there doing what fake news does, which is be propaganda. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You can always text the show. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. Regarding Jill Stein, you have to question her love of country and her judgment, leadership, and pushing for a recount when the country is so divided. Yeah, because I don't think she's doing it for the love of country. I think she's doing it for her own gratification. I don't question whether or not she loves the country. Just like I never question whether or not Donald Trump loves the country or whether or not Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton loves the country. I have no doubt in my mind that all of them do. No doubt in my mind that all of them do. Another texter writes in, amen, toughen up your children. We talked about bullying in the last segment. Oh, man. Text the show, 323-538-2423. It used to be called propaganda, right? Like that was what it was called. It was called propaganda, and you would put something out there and you would say it over and over and over and over again, even if you knew it wasn't true. And you would do it so many times that eventually it became part of the, you know, the psyche of the people, and they would just, it is what it is, and we believe this. But now we call it fake news, right? Fake news. And yesterday you had a North Carolina man who told police he went to a D.C. pizzeria with a gun, by the way, to self-investigate a conspiracy theory involving Hillary Clinton. And was it pornography, children porn, or something of that nature? Which, by the way, has been debunked a kabillion times. Listen to the show. I'll debunk 99.9% of them. This is the stupidity of the American people. And the sad thing is he's probably reproduced. That's the real sad thing. There's probably another little one of him out there who is also watching some of these shows and listening to some of these other hosts who are just full of crap and who just go out there and just stop believing this stuff. I got something posted today on my Facebook page. And look, and in fairness to myself and to many people out there, I am a bit of a skeptic when it comes to a lot of crap. And I always tell everybody, don't sit me something that says right-wing news or progressive today. Don't send me something that you know is essentially validating your viewpoint of something and not telling the entire story. Like, don't send me something that does it, because that's a bunch of crap. All right, nobody wants to hear that. Again, if you want validation, there are plenty of shows and sites that you can go to. If you want the truth, then do a little research. That's it. It's not hard. But the fact that so many of these people buy into this stuff, and I get it all, you have no idea how many crazy emails and tweets and IMs I get about, have you seen this? Chad, have you seen this? Hillary Clinton's actually a robot. Have you seen this? Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have made a pact that when she gets into the White House, he's going to do all the work, but she'll get all the credit. Have you seen this, Chad? Donald Trump is actually going to take away everybody's rights for everything and impose himself as the emperor. Have you seen this? It's like, you think to yourself, did somebody drop you when you were little? I mean, did somebody think, oh, this kid, whoa, conspiracy theorist. And they eat this stuff up. And when you listen to these things and you listen to these people and you know who these people are, you know what websites you go to. And they're all about sensationalism. That's all they're about. You know, when I was in the brokerage industry, it was sell the sizzle, not the steak, right? People want the sizzle. Do I need the fajitas to come out of there sizzling with the steam? No, but it's good, right? But it doesn't make it taste any different. It's just you making steam, right? Flambe. I mean, it's all about the show. Very rarely is it about anything else. Sell the sizzle, not the steak. Watch a movie trailer. How many of you out there, the perfect example of stuff, and this is why people get sucked into it, and we're all sold a bill of goods every once in a while. How many of us out there have gone to see a movie based on a movie trailer, and we get there, and 9/10 of the movie trailer is not actually in the movie, and the movie sucks because we saw the only 2 minutes of it that was worth a damn? All of us have. All of us. Stop believing everything you read. Stop believing everything you hear. Stop believing stuff based on the fact that you want things to be true. It's not hard to do research. It's not. But people, this is what I find with people. They're lazy. They're very lazy. And it's all about their belief. Nobody, and I want people to be more open-minded. I want people to have a better open mind towards things, whether it's politics or life or race or gender identity or what. I like the fact that we can have open discussions. I think it's great. But do the research. I mean, how many of us have heard that, oh my God, when men who happen to identify as women go into bathrooms, that it's on and all this bad stuff's going to happen. And yet when you do the research and you look at the real numbers, nothing happens. And I get these stories and they're sent to me and they're 4 years old. And a guy tries to rape a woman and he's dressed like a woman. And I'm like, that guy's raping anybody he has a chance at. But you try to point stuff out to people and they just don't want to believe it. And that's the problem that we have. And then you get people out there who do these kind of things. Who go to a pizza place because they're self-investigating the chance that they heard. Think about this for a second, all right? Just put this in your mind, just for a second. You, as a human being, believe that Hillary Clinton is somehow involved in a child sex slavery ring that happens to be located at a Comet Ping Pong Pizza, because that's the place you're going to do it out of, right? And that you are so sure this has taken place that you grab your firearm and you head to Comet Ping Pong Pizza so you can investigate the situation.
From North Carolina.
North Carolina. Phil, you're right. You know what, Phil, and everybody out there? Put it that way, like everything else. Put it that way, you're sitting there going, well, yeah, that does kind of sound stupid, right? That sounds odd. But the fact that somebody would not only believe that, it's not like he came up with this, right? He didn't come up with this. He wasn't sitting around and going, oh, my God, Hillary Clinton, ping pongs, pizza. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Child sex ring. No. Somebody perpetrated this rumor. Somebody threw this out there because they wanted people to believe this stuff. They wanted people to buy into this crap. And they do. Look, it's fun to talk about aliens and Bigfoot and all those kind of things because they're all real. But the truth is this is insanity. And it's happening every day. It's happening every single day. And it happens on the right and it happens on the left. And I sit here and I think to myself, what in God's name are we doing? How could anybody in their right mind think that this was a real story? But people who are legitimate will put some of that stuff inside of there, not understanding that, you know, you're not talking to the deep end of the gene pool for a lot of these people. It's the shallow end, right? And they'll buy into this stuff. The hate mail I get, which is hilarious, a lot of times from people that believe this stuff, that write me in all caps and tell me how I don't know anything and that I shouldn't listen to anything anybody says except X, Y, and Z. And X, Y, and Z are just these fringe, crazy websites who are telling me stuff that is just, it's insane. Stop believing the crap. Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Like, that's where you would have your sex slave operation. You couldn't do anything more sophisticated than that? I mean, again, think about it for a second, people. Just take a breath, step back, and think. Ping Pong Pizza. Child sex ring. Hillary Clinton. I should go self-investigate. Wow. I absolutely should. No, you shouldn't. It's not fake news. And I will tell you that over and over again. Fake news is The Onion. If you've never seen The Onion, go to The Onion. That's fake news. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's fake. It's absurd. It's insane. It's awesome. This is propaganda meant to get people riled up and pissed off and scared and fearful and to act out and to say things and to drive emotions of other people. This is not fake news. Fake news is The Onion saying that Godzilla is going to run for Prime Minister of Japan. Not Godzilla actually has a child sex ring in Japan somewhere. And somebody going, oh my God, this is true. Propaganda, fake news. And you're going to hear a lot of the quote-unquote fake news. But I will tell you this, it's propaganda, not fake news. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. Love it when you do. Love when you do. 323-538-2423. We got Tinder for the ladies with curves. Baby pants that scare everybody, apparently. And I think I'm going to hold this other one over to a little bit later because I think I want to drag it out a little bit because I like this story. I do. I like this story. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what?
Now, I don't know why you would go on this website and fat shame. It's called Woo Plus. It's a location-based dating app for bigger ladies, bigger dudes, and guys who love the curves. But people are going on there, and they're fat shaming the people. Like, this is, that's like going into a donut restaurant or somewhere, you know, like a donut shop, say, you know, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to yell at people who eat donuts because even though I just don't want them to eat donuts. Like, you just don't do that, right? Because donuts are awesome. They are great. I mean, we have donuts on Friday, and I got to admit, I posted a donut picture the other day. Like, to me, that's food porn, right? It is. It's like, it was delicious. I'm curvy. But who does these things? Like, I could never look at somebody. I don't know who does this. I really don't. I mean, and this is that bullying, right? We talked about bullying. But who, like, I can't insult anybody like that. Like, when I'm on the radio, I'm who I am off of it. And I have fun, and I poke fun at people, and I'm sarcastic, and I'm satirical, and I'll get in your face and say some stuff. But I could never go on to a website. First of all, I wouldn't even have the want to go onto a website and insult somebody. But I could never go on there and go, oh, my God, you're a fat pig. Look at you. You shouldn't be in that outfit. Like, we all think things like that, right? Like, we've all been to the beach, and we've seen somebody, and like, that's it? You know, really? We've all done it. I mean, come on. I'm not going to lie to you. And usually it's me I'm saying it about. But, you know, and we've all, and same thing with bad outfits. Like, all of us have said something about people with bad outfits. Like, to ourselves. We don't go up to them and say, really? You had all the things to pick out of your closet and you chose that? We don't do that. We thought it. But I could not do that to somebody's face. I mean, yeah, when I'm doing comedy, I'm on stage, I'll poke fun at people. But it's all in jest. I mean, people are serious and they're angry. Like, oh my God, you have big boobs and a big butt. And you're just a horrible person. And how many times have I said this over and over again? Producer Phil will back me up. Nobody wants to cuddle a twig.
Yep.
Curves are awesome. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And the fact that people want to go into Woo Plus and do this and body shame and ridicule. What are you thinking, people? Say, what? I'm going to post this picture. It's on the face. It's on the Chad Benson Show page. But I'm going to post this picture of this on the Facebook page. There is a toddler. His mom thought these are really cute pants. He's not even a toddler. He's tiny. They're pants of what I'm. They're little monsters. They look like a pumpkin. Is what they look like. You know, the teeth, how you do the teeth. And they're like little leggings for kids. You can tell the kid's still in a diaper, right? They were deemed too scary and were banned by his preschool. Now, I want you to soak that one up. I don't know what's worse. Thinking there's a child sex ring at the Comet ping pong thing that Hillary is running. Or the fact that this mom has been told, mom. Yeah, could you not dress your child in those little pants right there? Because it scares everyone, yeah? Could you not do that? What is wrong with us? What is absolutely wrong with us? Apparently, a child was scared. Now, first of all, again, this is a little child. I'm not talking. I would say, based on the pants, based on the way he's laying, because all you see is the pants, that he can't be more than maybe 8 months to a year. So, and apparently, the pants are scary. The mom said, they're gorgeous. They have monsters. Not scary, but apparently, he's not allowed to wear them because another mother complained that they scared the child. First of all, think about what that child is going to go through. Not the kid with the scary pants, but just have some sympathy for that little boy or girl whose mother is going to fight every battle, who's going to question every teacher's move, every friendship that child has. That person, that mom is going to helicopter parent that child into submission. And then that child is going to be turned out into planet Earth. where human beings roam. And mommy is not going to be there. And because mommy is not there, this is why kids who see a rat at college end up having to go into therapy or get a B when they thought they were going to get an A because they can't fix the outcome. Parents, I'm telling you, you got to do better. You got to let kids grow. And if that means that there's a kid with scary pants, you tell your little itty bitty kid, buck up. They're scary pants. They're scary pants. That's all they are. Get over it. They're not coming alive. And trust me, if they're coming alive, I would have known it because I'd have bought a pants that were awesome and scary and came alive. But they're not. And you know what that kid would have said? Nothing, because the kid's little and doesn't speak. Chad. I'm not sympathetic. My empathy button has broken, apparently. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What kind of pants am I wearing, you ask? Awesome ones, or am I?
The Chad Benson Show.